KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 23 degrees in Atlantic. You don't look for some areas of fog, otherwise cloudy skies this morning. It'll become partly sunny by this afternoon, a high of 37. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Southwest Iowa News, Fremont County Sheriff's deputies acting on tips from the public and law enforcement sources arrested two people following an incident at the Shenandoah Orchelin Farm and Home Store on Tuesday. Deputies arrested 24-year-old Elizabeth Ann Harvey of Clarinda and 46-year-old Robert Shelton White of Omaha at an address in Clarinda. Both were arrested for theft in the third degree and assault on a police officer. White and Harvey were being held in the Fremont County Jail without bond, pending a final initial appearance before a magistrate. Authorities said on Tuesday, authorities in Fremont County received a report of theft and assault that occurred at the Orchelin Farm and Home Store located in Shenandoah. A male and female were observed attempting to steal items from the store by an off-duty Page County deputy. The deputy identified himself, and the male engaged in a physical confrontation with the deputy and was able to escape with stolen items with the help of the female. The sheriff's department had posted still frame images of the suspects on their social media page and asked for the public help late Tuesday night in identifying the suspects. The Clarinda Police Department, Page County Sheriff's Office, Shenandoah Police, and Nebraska law enforcement authorities assisted the Fremont County Sheriff's Office in conducting the arrest. Officials at the Harlan Police Department said yesterday no injuries were reported following two separate accidents that occurred over the past week. On January 17th, a 2002 Toyota 4Runner driven by Jean Louise Kanioka Lunga of Harlan was traveling north in the 600 block of 12th Street when the SUV went out of control due to the slick road conditions. The vehicle left the roadway to the east and hit a light pole, causing functional damage to both vehicle and light pole. And last Saturday, a 2013 Ford F-350 pickup driven by Michael Christopher Butler of Harlan was traveling west on Market Street when it was hit by a 2016 Jeep Cherokee traveling south on 7th Street. The driver of the Jeep was identified as Nancy Joanne Carlson of Moorhead. Harlan police say the accident happened when Carlson stopped at the stop sign, but then proceeded into the intersection with Market Street. The Creston Police Department reported yesterday the arrest early Tuesday morning of 22-year-old Tyler White from Creston. White was taken into custody at around 2:30 a.m. for possession of a paraphernalia and possession of a controlled substance. He was being held in the Union County Jail on $1,300 bond. And at around 4:10 p.m. Monday, 33-year-old John Raymond Johnson of Murray was arrested on a Union County warrant for violation of parole. Johnson remains in the Union County Jail without bond. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a man from Dallas County was arrested over the weekend. 46-year-old Donald Eugene Conroy Jr. of Dexter was taken into custody just after 5 a.m. Saturday and charged with driving while suspended. Conroy later posted bond and was released. Atlantic police on Monday arrested a Council Bluffs man for driving while license suspended in violation of a no-contact order. Authorities said yesterday 36-year-old Brett Hoffman was brought to the Cass County Jail and booked in. And the Cass and Adair County Boards of Supervisors will hold their regular separate meetings this morning in Atlantic and Greenfield, respectively. In Atlantic, the board meeting is underway at 8:30 a.m. and at 8:35, they'll hold the first of three public hearings on an ordinance pertaining to the operating of ATVs and UTVs on county roads and trails. In Greenfield, the Adair County Board of Supervisors meeting gets underway at 9 a.m. and includes a manure management plan update, discussion and or action on taxable meals, actuarial services agreement, board of health appointment, child prevention grant drawdown, and 28E sanitarian agreement. In the funeral announcements, Richard Mason, age 49, of Neola, died January 17th at CHI Health Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Richard Mason will be held today at 10:30 at the Minden United Church of Christ. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Louise Day, age 95, of Council Bluffs, died Friday. Funeral services for Louise Day will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Paul Evangelical Lutheran Church in Council Bluffs with a luncheon to follow. Cutler O'Neill Myron Woodring Bayless Park Chapel in Council Bluffs is in charge of the arrangements. Joan Lang, age 85, of Webster City, died Sunday. Funeral services for Joan Lang will be held on Thursday, tomorrow at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Dorothy Hendrickson, age 92, of Atlantic, died January 15th. Funeral services for Dorothy Hendrickson will be tomorrow at 11:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Joanne Marie Jacobson, age 71, of Avoca, died Saturday. Memorial services for Joanne Jacobson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the United Lutheran Church in Shelby. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has the arrangements. Paul Nolan, age 82, of Granger and formerly of Stewart, died January 18th. A massive Christian burial for Paul Nolan will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. David Riddle, age 72, of Anita, died Sunday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Anita. Funeral services for Dave Riddle will be Friday at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has the arrangements. Mary Ann Anderson, age 83, of Owatonna, Minnesota, and formerly of Atlantic, died Sunday in Rochester, Minnesota. Funeral services for Mary Ann Anderson will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Owatonna. The Brick Megger Funeral Home of Owatonna is in charge of the arrangements. John Jack DeWolf, age 96, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Jack DeWolf will be held on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Charles Raymond Cousins, age 91, of Griswold, died Monday at the Griswold Care Center. A funeral service for Raymond Cousins will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has the arrangements. Sandra Shields, age 74, of Atlantic, died January 11th. A celebration of life service for Sandra Shields will be on Saturday from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Nishna Hills Golf Club in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Larry Gordon Jones, age 75, of Atlantic, a former longtime Cass County Sheriff, died Monday in Council Bluffs. There will be no services for Larry Jones. The family has elected to have a private memorial service at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic is assisting the family. Emil Bohm, age 67, of Stewart and formerly of Fort Dodge, died Sunday at the Stewart Care Center. Cremation has taken place and a burial for Emil Bohm will be held at a later date at the North Lawn Cemetery in Fort Dodge. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is providing assistance to the family. And Douglas Hughes, age 57, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Douglas Hughes are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.